You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we have another wonderful show in store for you today around a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. I'll introduce our guest that we have in studio today shortly. First, of course, how can we not start off with our quotes of the day from Abraham and from the universe? I know you guys love this stuff, so I can't not do our quotes. So let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Whatever it is you want, however you want to have it, no matter why you want to have it, you can have it faster if you can first be happy without it. Sneaky, clever, foxy, wry, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us that whatever it is that we desire, that we want, that when we're happy, when we're enthralled, when we're passionate, it actually comes to us so, so much faster. And, you know, as you guys know how I talk about this stuff, having the things is really just an excuse to be happy. So the happier you are, the things come and they're kind of inconsequential. The point is, let's be more happy. Let's be more energetic. Let's be more joyful. And whatever it is we want will come to us that much quicker. Ooh, already have some Facebook live stream viewers. Welcome, Ayelet. I hope you're doing well out there in California. And now let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. There isn't anything anybody wants that is for any other reason than that they think they would feel better in having it. Abraham. Two short but like very interconnected quotes from the universe and from Abraham today. And Abraham kind of reminding us that the whole reason we want anything is because we feel like if we had it, it would just make us feel better. I mean, let's face it. Nobody wants something that's going to make them feel worse, right? I mean, you know, we all want things because we think it's going to make us feel good. So, you know, the whole reason we want more money, we want to travel, we want to have these experiences, we want to be with certain people, we want to have certain things is because we feel that by having those things in our life that they just make us feel better. And what the universe and Abraham kind of says this too all the time is, hey, look, it's great to have these desires. It's wonderful to say, yeah, I'd really want this. But it's the feeling better is the whole point of it, right? I mean, we're always looking for things. And really, the only reason we ever desire anything is because we feel that when we would have this thing in our life, whatever it is, that it's just going to make us feel better. And the real trick behind it is it kind of works in reverse. The better we feel without yet having it, the quicker it comes to us. And the reason why is because when we feel better, the resistance drops. And because the better we feel, the less we're focusing on the lack, on the fact that we don't have these things in our lives. Because actually, you know, we actually do have these things in our life, at least energetically. And so really, the more we focus on, you know, just feeling good, just imagining what it's going to be like when we do have the things. And remember, The mind cannot tell the difference between a situation that's vividly imagined and one that's real. So the more vividly we imagine having the very things that we think we want to make us feel better, makes us feel better, our brain can't tell the difference. And then we start doing the things we need to do and feeling the way we need to feel to have those things in our life. And then they will show up. Guaranteed. It's a law of the universe. And if for any reason something is not showing up, there is something energetic, there is some resistance, there is something behind that feeling that's holding you back from allowing it to come in. And that's the whole point. It's all about feeling good, so we drop the resistance. So, two wonderful quotes of the day delivered fresh to my inbox this morning. And very apropos for our guest today. And let me switch our Facebook live stream. Yes, and there she is. You see, you guys are lucky today. She's in studio, so you don't have to look at me for the whole hour. I'm very, very pleased to introduce to you Krista Mitchell. Krista is an ordained interfaith minister who has been on her own spiritual path and healing journey for over 20 years. She's a certified Reiki master teacher, advanced Akashic Record practitioner, a hypnotherapist, past life regressionist, and has been training in breakthrough shadow coaching at the Ford Institute. Wow, for transformational training founded by Debbie Ford. Krista's work with crystals grew from a fascination with the energy of the natural world. Her crystal therapy system grew organically from years of in-person professional healing work, as well as from her own healing experience. And her ability to connect with crystal energy and receive guidance, information, and messages has earned her the term the Rock Whisperer. Ooh, I love that. Her first book, Change Your Energy, Healing Crystals for Health, Wealth, Love, and Luck, is available online and at Barnes & Noble's, Urban Outfitters, really? Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And at spiritual bookstores throughout North America. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, wow. I mean, you've studied with people like Doreen Virtue, Linda Howe, Debbie Ford. I got to ask, like, how did you get started with all this? Is this something that, like, from the time you were a little girl, you were, like, picking up little stones in the backyard and saying, Mommy, Mommy, look what these things can do?
I definitely had a fascination with nature when I was very young. I was always out looking for fairies. I was finding special rocks.
Okay.
You know, I was looking for that four-leaf clover, man. I needed that four-leaf clover. So I was always very much into the magical. I was always very open and aware of it. Mm-hmm. I was seeing energy right from when I was a child, but I didn't understand what it was. I just thought my eyes were tired. I thought everyone was seeing that stuff. So it wasn't until years later when I got into this work, and it was actually Susan Lander who said to me one day, oh, I've started seeing energy and it looks like this. And I've been like, I've been seeing that since I was a kid. it's always been a part of my life. I was always into the mystical, you know. I'd be 16 going into the occult bookshop, you know, in town with my friends. And, you know, opening up Scott Cunningham's books and, you know, all that stuff on earth magic. So I've always been on the path, and it was a personal passion. I mean, if you had told me 15 years ago I'd be doing this for a living, I'd think you were crazy. Yeah. I was going to be the next Gwyneth Paltrow, you know?
which kind of brings me to my next question, which is, you know, you've only been doing this now for how long full time? About 10,
I'm in my, I think, 11th year.
11th year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What got you to transition from what you were doing before? What were you doing before?
I was an actress. Bartender, okay. In New York City.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So what got you to kind of transition from being an actress and bartender to doing healing work and working with crystals full time?
Straight up, honestly, my life fell apart. My life fell apart.
Which is sometimes the best thing.
Mm-hmm. I was in a lot of pain, and I had been introduced to a spiritual healer, and I'd been working with her for a little bit as it was. And then when everything fell apart, and I just started asking for guidance in terms of what should I be doing? What should I be doing? My Reiki 1 teacher all of a sudden started referring clients to me. And I kept saying to God, no, this is not what I want. I want a 401k. I want a stable income. Yeah. You know, I don't, you know, I've had enough of building, you know, whatever. But I just kept being pulled by hook or by crook in that direction. And
kicking and screaming.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, it's what saved me. Yeah. It's what saved me. It's what got me through.
Who was your Reiki teacher?
Michel Chevalier.
Chevalier.
I don't even know that he's teaching anymore. I think he retired soon after that.
Okay.
But
wow.
Yeah, so I was just really pulled into it. And as I said, it was what got me through that time, that and the love of my friends and my family. So
do you remember the moment of when like it kind of just dawned on you, like, this is what I have to do now? Like, and you just like dropped the attachment to the other path you were on? I mean, was it one moment or was it just something gradual?
No, it wasn't one moment. I was actually resistant to it for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it was something I felt pulled to do, and I loved it when I was doing it. I felt home when I was doing it. But there was still, you know, there was a fair bit of fear,
of
in
course,
terms of it as well.
Is.
And so I had to work through that. And it was actually a shaman who said to me one day, you know, you've just got to own this. You've got to go into a grove of trees and you've got to proclaim to the universe that you're a healer and this is what you're doing. And so one day that's what I did. Yeah.
Wow.
And then after that, it was just, this is who I am. Yeah.
Once you did proclaim it, was there resistance from like the people around you? I mean, was there did you get a lot of grief from people who know you, or were people fairly supportive of you making that shift?
People were supportive. I've always been so lucky with the people in my life.
That's
like
great.
So lucky. Like even to this day, my mother swears that the crystals help her knees more than any of the pain meds she gets from her doctor. So it's actually amazing how all my friends, because I was always that way. Like I was always spiritual. I was always mystical. So the fact that I started doing it for a living really wasn't a huge stretch for people.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And so you started off with Reiki, right? Which lot of great people, like, that's usually their first thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I became a Reiki master practitioner, and that was, I mean, not the first modality, but one of the first modalities that I learned. How did things like take you from Reiki to like other stuff? Did you just like hear of different teachers and they come to town and you go and study with them, or like?
I actually studied very little throughout my whole process and experience. It was always very organic and through the experience of things that I did and the results that I had. In terms of crystals, I had a friend who introduced me to crystal therapy while I was learning Reiki. And so we were guinea pigging. Right, back and forth on each other, and I was just blown away by the crystals' effects. And this was before, you know, everything kind of kerplunked. So when it did, and then I started using them for myself therapeutically, that's when I started to integrate them into my work, and then they just became everything.
Okay, cool. Did you ever study with Micah Nelson?
No.
Oh, he's a great crystal healer. I have to introduce you to him sometime. He lives
That'd
down in
great.
Florida, though, but he comes up north.
Mutual friends. I know of him
okay.
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. We're going to take our first break of the hour. When we come back, I do want to ask you just a little bit about the Akashic Record reading.
Sure.
And then let's really get heavy duty into the crystal stuff. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Reverend Krista Mitchell, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Oh, thank you for all the thumbs up. Jane, welcome to watching. I know we have a bunch of other viewers on the Facebook live stream. So we're talking this hour with Reverend Krista Mitchell, who is a healer and a rock crystal whisperer. So you got started with sort of all these different healing modalities. I just want to ask you about the Akashic Record reading, just because I was talking with a woman recently who I've known for years, and she came to my spoon bending workshop, and she was working for like the Economic Development Corporation here in New York, and now she's like left that and she does Akashic Record readings for people.
Wow.
And doing all this stuff from after coming to my workshop. I'm like totally blown away by it. So I'm curious, what was that like? How did you come across that stuff?
I just kept being drawn to it. You know, I keep receiving guidance, and if it's consistent enough and it becomes persistent enough, you know, then I go with it. But I always had a fascination and felt drawn to it, and read the books. But then one day she started offering online trainings, Linda Howe, and it was just like, do it, go. So I did it, and it just fit like a glove. It's just, I'm really in love with the work.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you do like a wide variety of things, but I guess you really love the crystal work more than any of the others?
Or I really don't do a wide variety of things. I've had a wide variety of experience, you know, and I've certainly integrated certain things. But I, years and years ago when I first started, I got, I feel the best advice from my first spiritual teacher, which was, she said to me, you know, if you're really into crystals and if you're really into Reiki, then just be into the crystals and be into the Reiki and really master those things. Because she said to me, you know, the problem with a lot of New Age and spiritual healers, they get into so many things and their energy is going in too many directions and they never truly master anything.
Right.
And that's always stayed with me. So now I'm just very much about the Akashic Record work and the crystals and actually combining those two things. So I open the Akashic Records of crystals and other things and really connect to them on that kind of divine level is what I'm at now. But I like to keep my work and my energy focused so that I can really get into it deeply.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite crystal? I know that you probably say there's not one, but I have to ask.
It's absolutely not possible for me. I could say, well, there's this one, and then there's this one, and then there's this one, and then there's this one. I mean, I certainly have a great love for selenite because it's just such an incredible, powerful, and multi-purpose crystal.
Yes.
So I definitely can say I own more selenite than pretty much anything else. But it all depends on what I need, you know, in the time.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So somebody comes to see you for a crystal healing session. What does that look like for somebody?
Well, what that looks like is I sit and I talk with them. Mm-hmm. I find out what it is that they're seeking to address. Mm-hmm. And while they're talking to me, I'm also reading and sensing their energy because I can see lines of energy in people's bodies. So how in the Matrix, you know, he saw lines of numbers and code.
Right.
You know, I just see it as lines of energy, light, different colors and so on. So I'll be sensing and reading their energy while they're talking to me. So I'm getting kind of the full picture. And as all of that's happening, I start to see the crystals that they need.
Gotcha.
So when it's time for my client to get on the table, then I start placing the crystals on their body, clear their aura. You know, there might be some light, you know, hands-on Reiki work. But that in essence is what it looks like.
Do the crystals talk to you? I know there's some crystal healers that the crystals really talk to them. They hear it.
Yeah, they really do. And I mean, it's telepathically. Like I'm not clairaudient, so it's telepathically. But yeah, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. They have their own personalities. They have their own spirits. They have their own consciousness, as well as the collective, you know, consciousness of crystals. So
right. I find, and when I do my work with my clients doing energy healing, crystal work, I find that even just placing the crystals around them on the table and on them, like they immediately start to say, whoa, I'm already feeling something, that they really amplify sort of what's happening in just different directions. Do you find that?
Amplify, what do you mean in terms of the healing intention or what the client's feeling?
Right. Like if I place some rose quartz on the table around them, they'll immediately start to feel more soothing, more compassion for themselves, that kind of a thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because crystals are, they're constantly emitting energy, you know, and it's in varying degrees. Some like are on the far end of the spectrum where they purely emit, right? Like citrine, blue kyanite. That's why they don't need to be cleared. Right. And then you have some on the other end, like jet, for instance, that absorbs a lot. Malachite that absorbs a lot. And then everywhere in between. But yeah, I always made sure I had certain crystals near to where my clients would sit or near to where I was sitting so that we'd immediately start to be affected by their vibration.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Are there certain crystals that you say are like just standard ones that like it's good for everybody to have around them?
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's interesting because tonight I'm going to be at the Open Center doing a talk on building your crystal apothecary. And I get that question a lot, you know, when I'm doing press, and I always like to keep it fairly generic, you know, and sort of straightforward, because you never know who's going to be reading the article and what kind of experience they have, what they have access to. But, you know, there are definitely some crystals. I mean, we mentioned rose quartz. I think everyone and their dog and their cat and their bird should have rose quartz. You know, I mean, there's just not enough love energy in the world. Let's say, like, send some big chunks to some of the politicians of the world. And, you know, so I definitely think rose quartz is one that people should have. Another one I think is selenite, you know, and that's not just for its spiritual capabilities, but also its energy clearing capabilities. It's I believe it's second only to an ice pack for pain and swelling and inflammation. So it has it has so many incredibly diverse uses. Another one that I think is really should be a standard for people is celestite. And
yes, I love
that's
celestite.
Because again, it's got massive, you know, spiritual properties and capabilities, but it's also the best thing for a headache. Like celestite will take away most regular headaches in under 5 minutes. It's also excellent for inflammation, especially digestive inflammation. And so many people are having digestive issues now. It really helps to bring down inflammation and the heat, you know, of digestive issues. I've seen incredible things happen with celestite and fibroids. So yeah, I would definitely recommend a celestite as another one.
I got a very important question for you.
Sir?
Someone very close to me recently broke or fractured a hip bone and is, had to have an operation with pins put in and everything. For something like that, where someone has an operation and they're still recovering from it, what would you recommend?
I would recommend, definitely recommend hematite.
Hematite
and malachite, because they accelerate the healing process. Also, perhaps red jasper for that same reason, especially if there's tissue healing that's happening. And then I would recommend selenite, you know,
selenite
for the pain.
Of course.
And possibly also celestite as well.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have is the red jasper. I have to write that down. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So you've been doing this for a while now. I'm just curious. You must have some like incredible stories of just some amazing healing that happened, you know, using crystals. Can you give us just one or two examples of just some extreme cases? And I know like not everything is so extreme, but I always like to like give people an idea of like how powerful it can be. So do you have like one like just really like oh my god type story of crystal healing with someone you've done?
I've got a few.
Okay.
So I'll pick one out of the hat. There was one woman who's had a lot of trouble with cysts on her ovaries and cysts bursting and everything else, and her doctors wanted her to go in for a fairly intensive invasive surgery to try and deal with it,
right.
And heal it, and she was very resistant to that. So she started coming to me, and they had told her that the cysts that she had could never get smaller. But she saw me consistently for a couple of months doing work, you know, all over work for other things, but then working also specifically on that. And then when she went in for, you know, her scan a couple of months later, they were amazed that her cysts had shrunk significantly.
What crystals did you use for that?
Oh, I
have a friend. It's so funny because I have a friend who's a healer and an angel communicator in Ohio who was supposed to come here and do workshop and stuff, but the exact same thing.
They found
a bunch of cysts. So just so I can say to her, Candy, you need to get some of this.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, there was definitely malachite. I think, again, I used the hematite. There was celestite. And I'm trying to remember what the last one is. I might have used sugilite.
Sugilite. Which one? What's sugilite look like?
It's like a dark purple, kind of like a dark, kind of muddy purple. It can range to like a brighter pink, but the ones I work with generally are like a dark, kind of muddy purple.
Gotcha.
I actually wrote about that in my book. That's one of the case studies in my book. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I can recommend her that.
Yeah. She can look it up, and whatever crystals I use specifically are written there. Mm. Yeah. Because I kept notes.
Ooh, got another friend on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Francine. Francine, another angel communicator. Have you had any like big surprises that like you've used crystals for something that like you thought, this will never work, and then it like transformed something amazing?
I maintain that a lot of the work that I do, the things that I do, were kind of discovered accidentally because I was trying to figure other things out. And certainly that's a celestite story. I had sprained my hand very badly, my right hand. And when you're working full time as a hands-on healer and you're carrying rocks around New York City, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And so I, for whatever reason, one night just fell asleep holding celestite in my right hand, and I woke up and this was, you know, because when you read about celestite in books, it's always all about its spiritual properties,
right,
or they don't
right.
talk about its physical healing properties.
Yeah.
And this was how I discovered it. I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my god, my hand is so much better. Like it's so much better. And then I slept with it again holding the celestite, and the following day my hand was like 99% better and was like completely healed within 3 days.
Wow.
And it was a really bad sprain, and I grew up an athlete, so I know a bad sprain will take at least 3 weeks to heal, right? And I was really worried about it. It was healed in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And so that's how I discovered, and then I started working with celestite for physical healing, and that's when I started to find it's how it helped with inflammation, how it helped with you know, other things.
Wow.
So
great. Wonderful. Time for us to take another break. When we come back, maybe we can talk about how people can get started using crystals, like how someone can just, you know, their first kind of step forward, what's good ways to start, and some good references. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this This is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we're talking this hour with Reverend Krista Mitchell, a crystal whisperer and healer. And here is her new book that just came out, Change Your Energy. There, you get a nice cover. Okay, and there's Krista. Amazing how that works. See? Magic. So before we get to starting people off, so you use crystal healing for like all different kinds, crystals for all different kinds of healing. So we talked a little bit about physical stuff like selenite, celestite. Are there any other crystals that, that kind of like people usually talk about in terms of other things that are good for physical healing?
Well, selenite, definitely, as I mentioned. Rose quartz is amazing for shoulder tension. Yeah, rose quartz is amazing for shoulder tension. Hematite is really great for nausea. You know, holding it for, that's like actually my thing when I'm coming down on the plane. I've got to hold on to that hematite. Other spiritual crystals that are really good for healing or other crystals in general that aren't talked about. I also found that chrysocolla is actually really great. Yeah, chrysocolla is great for inflammation. It's also really great for the adrenals. I did a lot of, like, you know, as I said, I had most people came in to see me were for physical or emotional, right, healing. So a lot of times, you know, you get people with tapped adrenals from their high stress level. And I found a combination of aquamarine, ocean jasper, and chrysocolla really helped start to replenish the adrenal system. So
And what about for you said you also use crystals for emotional healing. What's good for emotional healing with crystals?
It depends so much on what
you're dealing with.
It depends on so much, like even in terms of crystals for anxiety, there's so many different kinds of anxiety and reasons for anxiety, you know. So it all really depends on what you're experiencing.
Okay, what about depression?
Depression, my key combination for that is citrine and amethyst.
Citrine and amethyst, okay. Trauma.
Trauma. Again, it depends on what it is, but I definitely have worked with clients who were recovering from trauma from violent crime and also from sexual abuse or sexual assault. So for trauma from violent crime, I work with my eyes closed, so I'm sorry, I have to close my eyes. But
it's okay.
For violent trauma from violent crime, there was usually manganocalcite, which was a soft, gentle kind of recovery crystal, a crystal of acceptance. There was also amethyst in terms of negative self-talk, you know, shame, blame, and also to help them deal with their anger, because anger, being able to express the anger is such an important part of that process. You know, I would have people who would come in and would want to jump straight to, well, I want to have compassion and forgiveness. And I'm like, you need to deal with the anger, know, first, and that's totally okay. So
which one for anger?
Amethyst.
Amethyst.
Because you want to be able to work through anger in a way that is healthy, right? You don't want to be walking down the street punching people. But at the same time, you've got to get it out because your anger is always valid, right? There's always a reason for anger. So amethyst for that. I could definitely add in sugilite there in terms of deep emotional healing. Rhodochrosite is also really great, okay, for that trauma. trauma and for that healing. So I would work with crystals like that, sometimes aquamarine for courage if they need to speak out about things, right, and address things. Hematite if they need the fortitude, you know, to go through what they're dealing
with. What
about
for self-confidence?
Self-confidence, you know, it again sort of comes down to, like, if you look at that more deeply, you know, does someone need more experience at something? Does someone need more self-worth? You know, what is actually abating their self-confidence?
Right.
But a general recommendation I would make for that would definitely be citrine. Sunstone. You know, is another one. Yeah, sunstone is really great for boundaries, for speaking out for yourself, for your quality. Amazonite for really honoring your truth. You know, and the truth of your feelings. And then also, again, either rose quartz, right, for feeling better about yourself. Or what's the other one? Green aventurine. You know, especially,
adventuring.
For people who are big time givers and never allow themselves to receive.
Yeah.
Green aventurine is amazing for helping to shift that balance. And then there was one more that kind of floated in front of my vision for self. Chrysoprase.
What's chrysoprase?
Chrysoprase is this beautiful green, like leaf green crystal. And there was a time, actually, especially when I was coming into my own spiritually and starting to do my spiritual work, I felt very insecure. I would literally tape chrysoprase over my solar plexus underneath my shirt and just walk around with that there all day to help me come into my own more. So
you must have like a huge room filled with crystals.
I do. And I have a huge brain filled with crystals too.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So now the question I was thinking about before, somebody's listening to this interview that they like crystals. They don't really know that much. What would you recommend to have? How someone could get started in sort of learning about crystals for themselves.
That's why I wrote my book. Yeah,
the
wrote my book because...
Remember the book.
Yes, because so many people kept asking me, you know, have you written a book? Is there a book out there? Can you recommend a book to help teach me, you know, how to work with crystals? And there definitely are some books out there, but I wanted to write one based on my experience of working with people day in and day out, real life stuff, you know, and making it accessible. So in the book, the first part is all about, you know, the basics on how to work with them, how to integrate them into your life, how to care for them, and so on. But, you know, so I would definitely recommend my book. And what I would also recommend is, you know, there's a certain matter, a certain amount of trust that you need in terms of working with crystals. And I don't mean in terms of trusting them to work, right? I mean in terms of trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, trusting what you're drawn to, trusting what you're feeling.
We got a heart for that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm really trusting because we're, you know, we're in a society where we, you know, we do kind of develop dependencies on, you know, authoritative figures outside of us, whether it's our doctors or, you know, our lawyers, our teachers, our parents, whoever, to tell us, you know, how things should be or what we should be doing or our health, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
We don't, I think, put into practice enough really listening to ourselves and trusting ourselves. So, you know, you can walk into a crystal store and see what you're drawn to and then open up a book and see what it's about. And I'm 99.9% sure you will have picked the exact thing that you need, you know.
Right.
And the easiest way to work with crystals is to wear them on you, you know, on a daily basis. Or if you have larger pieces, to have them in areas, you know, where you're nearby regularly so that their energy can affect
Where do you get your crystals? Do you usually go to crystal stores? Do you go to gem shows?
I go to gem shows.
Me too. Well, one of my happiest moments of my life was when after we'd gotten the wellness center, and I have a resale certificate, and then I went to a gem show that comes around here in New York like once every 6 months, and I was able to like use the resale certificate to get into the dealer's room, and then I could get stuff at 50% off. I was like, and not only that, but now they're all a business expense too. So I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah. It's like my girlfriend's about clothes. Never pay retail, honey.
Absolutely. Wonderful. I wanted to ask you about Herkimer. Herkimer diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
What do you use them for?
Oh, well, I like to do mystical work with Herkimer diamonds. So that's a big one for me, especially, and I'll use it on people for their third eye chakras if mm-hmm. they need more activation, if they mm-hmm. need more chi flowing mm-hmm. to that chakra, okay, to really open up the third eye and mm-hmm. increase the psychic senses. Mm-hmm. Herkimer diamonds are also amazing for dream work. So if you either have one under your pillow or, you know, nearby and then hold it in the morning to like remember more of your dreams, to extract more meaning from your dreams.
Okay.
And then also just recently I recommended a Herkimer diamond to a friend of mine who's this like incredible body talk practitioner who downloads energies, you know, she downloads energies and messages and stuff like that. But she was like, certain energies, you know, they come through and they pass, like, how can I contain them? Mm. And I was like, hold a Herkimer diamond in mm-hmm. your dominant hand while those energies, those feelings, whatever, are coming down, and it will, they'll, it will take on and it will hold that energy for you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I have a couple of nice Herkimer diamonds at home, so mm-hmm. I love working with them. Now, clear quartz is like a great amplifier. And,
yes.
And general one. What do you use clear quartz for?
I use clear quartz sparingly.
Oh, really?
And only with intention. And, you know, I speak from my experience, mm-hmm, so I'm not mm-hmm. speaking gospel, but my experience with clear quartz, it's an amplifier and it's a magnifier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not going to discern what it's amplifying or magnifying. So it will amplify and magnify all your good feelings, mm-hmm. and it will amplify and magnify all your crap feelings, mm-hmm. right? So if you are hyper, if you're tense, if you're really anxious, it can make you more so.
Mm-hmm.
It can spread the growth of an infection. It can increase the accelerate the growth of a tumor, right? It also can be incredible if you're using it in psychic work, you know, mm-hmm. psychic surgery work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to work with clear quartz with very specific intention, because I see a lot of people out there walking around all the time
mm-hmm.
with clear quartz because they're told it's the master healer and, you know, whatever else. But it's like, unless you're using it with specific intention and channeling the energies you really want through it so that it will direct those energies, you're basically magnifying whatever's going on with you in the moment.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard a lot of different people have different ways of cleaning crystals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you usually do?
I put them on selenite.
Put them on selenite, yeah.
Yeah, I put them on selenite, or I'll put them in lightly salted water under the full moon. And those are generally the two ways. When I had my office down in Midtown, I had a massive bowl of organic uncooked brown rice, and I would bury them in there at night before I left. And then when I came in the next day while I was setting up my space and getting ready for the day, I'd then put them all out on selenite to charge them. And they were always super, super. People always comment on how powerful my crystals are, and they're like, how do you get them so powerful? Because I clean and charge them regularly.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of this one? Someone told me this one once, and it works really, really well, but I find very few people have heard of it. Putting them in your freezer.
Yes.
Overnight.
Yeah. That's I recommend that to people, especially if they've got like jewelry, you know, and they don't want to mess up the jewelry or whatever else. But yeah, you can absolutely put crystals in the freezer, and I have done that. I have done that with some who are that are like really fragile, let's say, you know, I'll put them in there. So yeah, you can definitely do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you use azurite for?
Third eye opening.
Okay.
Third eye burnout, you know, if the third eye is excessive, like it's really great for psychics, especially who are using their third eye all the time. They find azurite very therapeutic, you know, if it starts to get really kind of, because when a third eye chakra is excessive, it can start to feel almost like it's blocked.
Right.
Because, you know, it's burnt out. There's too much energy flowing through.
Yeah.
But it's also, I call it the Steve Jobs crystal, because it's like, it's a
like
think
that.
Outside the box. It's a think outside. It really expands your thinking, your creativity, as well as your psychic abilities.
Gotcha. Okay, one last one before we go to break.
Yes.
Alestial.
Alestial quartz.
Yeah.
One of my absolute favorites. I work with that all the time. Yeah. I work with that all the time. You know, it's great for grounding light energy in our experience. Mm-hmm. So for someone who, you know, really wants to work through something, heal something, especially if it's karmic, if someone's feeling stuck, if someone's feeling really down, it helps to bring more light energy into your body and into your experience. It helps also to shake off, you know, debris and crap that might, you know, be sitting on you and helps with that. It just kind of expands who you are, you know, as a person energetically.
So someone told me once it's like a transducer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good way to put it.
Step down the energy, because sometimes, like when I'm working with people, the energies can run really, really high. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes use the Alestial as if they're not capable of holding the energies that much, it helps to kind of step it down so they can hold it. Okay, wonderful. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the hour. When we come back, a couple of more questions on different crystals I have for you, and we'll let people know how to find your book, okay?
Okay, great.
Wonderful. So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Krista Mitchell, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Reverend Krista Mitchell, crystal healer extraordinaire and author of the book, Change Your Energy, all about using crystals. Here's a picture of it. Go get it. It's a great book. Welcome, Laurel. Oh, Laurel is another great crystal healer listening in, my friend Stephen. A question I have for you, because I've picked up some crystals now and then that are called reconstituted crystals. You know, they're typically quartz kinds of crystals with maybe some other minerals in them that ended up getting melted down and then reformed. How do you feel with reconstituted crystals? Do you not like them? Are they okay?
You know what? I haven't worked with them at all. Okay. So I can't really speak to them. I mean, there's growing concern. I get the question a lot. How do you know that you're buying like a bona fide, real, natural crystal? And it's like, you know, we humans love to play with nature and make it better, don't we? So I personally, my preference is to work with whatever came out of the earth, however it did. But I certainly have, you know, some beautiful crystals that I work with, like some of the aura crystals, you know, the quartz that have been, aqua aura and angel aura that have been exposed to metallic vapors. They're actually really powerful and really beautiful crystals to work with. So, you know, as I said, I prefer to work with things coming out of nature. But the bottom line is, whatever helps you, go for it. Right. Use it. That's the main thing, you know?
Cool. Do you have certain crystals just for yourself that you work with for yourself on a daily basis?
Give
us an idea.
For instance, right now while I'm in the city, I'm definitely every day I'm wearing like a spirit quartz, and I'm also sleeping with that at night. Just to help keep my aura strong, keep it clear, keep me connected to spirit. And then I also have a couple crystals that are actually keeping me connected to the nature vibration, because that's why I moved out of the city to begin with, you know, to be more in nature, because that's where I really feel my power. And then, you know, I've been tired, so I've been working with like Shivalingam or rutilated quartz just to like build up my energy and sustain me. And then in my, I've been doing private sessions as well as, you know, teaching some classes and doing some book signings and stuff. So I've been wearing Merlinite to keep me extra super psychic.
I see. Do you ever work with tektites?
Yeah. And tektite was such a beautiful healer, you know, especially for me as I was building my practice. There can be so much money fear, right? And a lot of people are experiencing money fear.
Right.
Tektite really helps you manage money fear,
know?
Yeah, it's really, it helps to lift you up out of that concern and manage it better. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also a very high, high vibration, you know, crystal, right?
Yeah.
But that's actually, I opened up tektite's record, Akashic record, and that's actually part of its purpose, is to help lift humanity out of so much of its fear, which I thought was beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah, I got a nice little tektite that I use now and then.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Moldavite?
Oh, I love Moldavite. But you know, it's another one of those you've got to work with judiciously, because it's kind of like getting up on, you know, that big scary roller coaster. Once it starts going up, you can't get off, right? And so it's the same thing with Moldavite. It's very powerful transformational energy. And I always recommend to people to work with a smaller piece, because I've definitely had cases where people were working with big pieces and it was too intense. And, you know, things were happening too rapidly, and all of a sudden they're seeing strange things out of the corner of their eyes and not sleeping and feeling nervous.
Jesus,
and
like Moldavite's so expensive to get a big piece. That's a lot.
Well, because it's running out, right? We're running out. So
I found a small piece. It's kind of like in a half conical shape.
Mm-hmm.
At a gem store for like $50. And mm-hmm. I went to my friend Laurel, who's listening in, and she made a necklace for me with it, where she also put in some tanzanite and danbarite, like a small piece of tanzanite and danbarite, and threaded it together. And so usually I'm not wearing it today. Usually I wear that one whenever I'm doing interviews.
Oh,
want to make sure I have that extra connection.
Yeah, have a grounding stone on you too. Otherwise you might float right up to the ceiling.
I'm trying. A wonderful stone I personally use for grounding, I don't know if you've used it, saphelite.
Saphelite.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That one on the shelf there in the back.
Okay.
It's it's a combination of like ruby and hematite.
That'll
and
do it.
Sulfur and a few other things.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, I saw it once in a gem show. I didn't know what it was, and I picked it up. I was like, this feels really interesting. I was like, my friend James was there, who knows a ton about crystals. I'm like, James, what's this? And he goes, oh, that's saphelite. That's great. It's wonderful for grounding. It's great for athletes and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find is now, when I finish doing a session with somebody, because normally they're like, woo, way out there.
Yeah.
I have them hold on to it, and it's pretty heavy, so I have them hold on to it in their lap for a couple of minutes to help bring them back into their body.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
Any warnings for people about working with crystals? What to be careful of? What not to do?
Yeah, I mean, you can do harm with crystals, right? Like a lot of people talk about how you can never do harm with Reiki, which, you know, I believe of the Reiki energy, right? Not necessarily the human energy, but the Reiki energy. But with crystals, yeah, you can do harm. You know, you can throw yourself out of balance. You know, I had talked about quartz earlier and what it can do. So, you know, again, it comes back to that thing of really trusting yourself, trusting what you're experiencing, trusting what you're feeling. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't.
Right.
If something isn't feeling good, then it's a matter of looking at, okay, is this bringing up stuff that I need to look at?
Right.
Or is this having a negative impact on me and I need to put it on the side? And I've certainly had that experience, like with malachite way back in the day. You know, when I was guinea pigging with my friend, she put malachite on me without telling me what it did, and for like 3 days afterwards I was despondent. I was crying. I was releasing. I was like, I feel terrible. What did you do to me? Oh, it's the malachite. You know, it brings things up really quickly, so that, you know, you can experience them and release them. And I was like, well, I wasn't ready for that. So I do feel that it's important. You know, you feel drawn to a crystal, you know, you want to work with it, definitely read, you know, in a book.
Right.
You know, the books are all about what other people have experienced about crystals. You know, there's no black and white kind of, as I said, you know, written in stone, no pun intended, gospel, but, you know, at least read what, you know, other people have experienced, so you have an idea of what you might experience, and then also trust right. what you're experiencing.
And there are some crystals that people refer to as record keepers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do they mean by that?
What they mean by that is that there is data or information that's been stored in that crystal. So kind of how I mentioned earlier about my friend with a Herkimer diamond, that it will hang on to and store certain vibrations that she's interested in working with later. They can also record and store data and information and messages.
Cool. So you talked before about, you know, we mentioned jewelry and stuff. Lots of people like to wear crystals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain crystals that you would recommend people not wear, you know, not turn into jewelry?
Yeah. And that would be the really high vibration crystals. So like selenite, scolasite, certainly damborite, you know, can be another one. Absolutely. Yeah. Damborite's like a rocket ship, right? Yeah. Like it just sends you right up there.
Piece, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be big. But you know, if you are going to wear those, please make sure you're balancing them out with some pretty solid grounding stones like smoky quartz, right? Or you know, ruby or jet, because the thing is, if you're really ungrounded, you're walking out there on the street, you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. You know, you can step in front of a bus, you can forget to deposit your paycheck, you know, whatever it is. Like if you're not in your body, then you're vulnerable. So that's what I would recommend. And also be mindful of wearing crystals that can bring a lot up to the surface. You know, it's great in a therapy session or if you're journaling, but if you're out for dinner with your mother-in-law, that's not the time to have a meltdown, right?
Right.
So that would be my recommendation.
Wonderful, wonderful. So Krista, if people want to learn more about you and get in touch with you, how can they find you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is krista-mitchell.com, you know, or email me at Krista.
And you spell Krista with a K.
Yeah, KRISTA-MITCHELL.com or Krista@Krista-Mitchell.com if they want to email me.
All right,
you know, and you can find me on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And then also, you know, check out my book.
Yeah, your new book.
Yes, my new book, my first book, my baby.
First book. Where can people find it?
They can find it online at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Okay, well, Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters. Yeah, that's great. How did you get into Urban Outfitters?
My editor, I guess, met with a sales rep, and the sales rep loved the book. So
wonderful.
So they've got it in the store, and then they've also got it online. You can get it at most Barnes & Nobles or, you know, a lot of metaphysical shops as well.
Right. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For taking the time while you're here in New York to come into the studio and do it. It's been a pleasure having you here.
It's been wonderful here. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. Okay, folks. So before we finish up, just a couple of announcements. For those of you who have still not heard, I've started a new group called the Conscious Business Collective, trying to help support and bring together people and create a community all around being more conscious in business. You can find out about that group on our meetup site, which is meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective, or just go to meetup.com and just do search for Conscious Business Collective. Also, in case you're wondering, I am starting to do some more group work. I have a little bit more time in the center available to me right now. So please go to my other meetup group, which is more around healing, the New Earth Society, for some of my more spiritual and healing kind of work. So it's meetup.com/New Earth Society, or just do a search on Meetup for New Earth Society. Thank you all so much for listening and for watching on the Facebook live stream, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.